This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hello and welcome to the No Nay Never podcast. This is the preview show and Burnley are back in action. After the international break, the Clarets have had a chance to regroup, put out a job advertisement for a drummer and put their focus back on getting their Premier League campaign back underway. This is the start of the second set of fixtures for the Clarets, where the next six look noticeably easier than the first six. Is this the start of the season for the Clarets? Are these the games where we're going to be able to get a good judgment of where this team are likely to end up at the end of the season and what is their mental state like? In a week dominated by some criticism of the fans for a very flat turf moor and plans by the club to raise the roof, our stance is very easy. Get these players back to winning ways and turf moor will raise itself. We are here with a preview show for Brentford game. Let's go.
Here is our summary of past away league matches at Brentford. The 2023-24 season is the 14th campaign where Burnley and Brentford have been in the same league, and just the second in the top flight following the 2021-22 season. Burnley have picked up 3 away wins, 4 draws, as well as 6 defeats, and the goals tally stands at 14 for the Clarets and 21 for the Bees. Despite a defeat last time out on our first and only trip to Brentford's Community Stadium, we had won 3 of our 4 previous league visits to their previous ground, Griffin Park, between 1997 and 2016.
Throughout this season, we're casting our minds back to a couple of memorable matches from the past, in a feature we're calling One to Remember and One to Forget. Burnley fans may well remember our away match against Brentford in the 2015-16 promotion season. This took place on a Friday evening in mid-January 2016 and was televised live on Sky. The first 45 minutes saw a quite stunning performance with goals from Scott Arfield, a Joey Barton free kick and a third from George Boyd. We didn't quite keep up the momentum after the half-time interval and conceded a goal to Alan Judge, but the result was never in any doubt and this was the fourth match unbeaten in a sequence of 23 in the league until the end of the campaign. Although Burnley's 2-0 defeat at the Brentford Community Stadium in April 2022 was a disappointing result, it isn't our heaviest away defeat in this corner of South West London. That was just over 89 years ago, on the 17th of November 1934 at nearby Griffin Park, which was the Bees' home ground between 1904 and 2020. Brentford forward Jack Holliday netted a hat-trick in a 6-1 victory for the home side, with George Brown scoring the only goal for the visitors. Brentford went on to win the second division at the end of the season and gained promotion to the top flight for the first time in their club's history. As for this weekend, former Clarets defenders Ben Mee and Nathan Collins will both be hoping for a place in Brentford's starting 11, with a view of playing against Burnley for the first time since leaving Turf Moor in the summer of 2022.
Hi Burnley fans, this is Billy the Bee from Brentford FC Besotted podcast, blog, video blog, whatever else we do out there. Good to be on your channel again. The No Nay Never channel. Welcome back to the Premier League as well. We missed you for the year. You're only away for a year, so you weren't away that long as well. But we missed you for the year that you're away. So welcome back to the Premier League as it is. We're still here. I know a lot of people want us out of here. Bit confused why we're still there. We're a bit confused as well. Actually, no, we're very much enjoying it, though. As Brentford fans, we're still enjoying it in the Premier League, even though we do miss the EFL, it says. We do miss the Championship as well. But we're not going to wish that upon ourselves anyway. But anyway, hello to Nat out there. Hello to Matt. It seems everyone on that podcast needs to have an at the end of their name as well. Hello to all you lot out there. It's good chatting to you again. What's going on in our world? Actually, besides, we've just recorded our 1,000th podcast last weekend, which is a lot of fun. And I think that's probably part of the reason why we're struggling to get this Burnley podcast up and running, because I think we had quite a few drinks and everyone seems to be missing in action at the moment now. But hopefully by the time you listen to this, we will have our Burnley podcast live up on Pride of West London. But we've done 1,000th podcast and 1,001 podcast as well. We're trying to get up at the moment now as well. A few problems at Acast at the moment now, but we're trying to get that up. But you should check out 1,000, because even if you're not a Brentford fan, you should listen to it. It's quite funny. It's got lots of historic things from when we're back in the Championship, some lots of funny moments as well, interviews with Mark Warburton telling us the world at the time in 2014 how he didn't think the way that Brentford wanted to go about their recruiting business was the way forward, so in effect he had to leave, things like that. We got an interview of Thomas Frank from about 4 or 5 years ago as well, plus loads of fans and loads of humour and fun. So if you're doing nothing, ironing the clothes or making dinner, check it out, prideofwest.london, our 1,000th podcast. But anyway, Brentford season actually started with us having the madness of being chosen to go on a Premier League tour of the USA. And actually, we love the fact that actually we weren't actually chosen beforehand. We were invited quite late on, but the team who was chosen in our place was Leeds United. And then when they found out sort of quite late into the season, it looked like going to be relegated, they sort of ejected them from the seat and they actually kind of put us in place. So I actually ended up going out there with Lainey, who I do the Besotted podcast with. We went out to America for a week. I went down to Atlanta, went up to Washington. We had a right laugh. We've got loads of Brentford fans out in America. It's just completely ridiculous. We had so much fun. We were drinking lots of American beer, eating all the food, going to lots of games, and it's just a different scenario. So that was the start of our season, and it was also interesting because we got a quick glimpse of some of our new players that were going to be playing for us this season. One of them is obviously David Raya, was going to move to Arsenal very soon. They did take him out there, but they didn't play him very much. But we played our new goalkeeper, Flicken, and we played him he played in all the games, actually. And I have to say, we were not overly impressed. He was, let's just say there was work in progress to be happening with Flicken. So I know it's a big shoes to fill after David Raya, who's a fantastic goalkeeper, but we thought, this Flecken character, he needs a little bit of oiling. You know, his cogs need a little bit of oiling because he's not quite doing all the things he's meant to be doing. So that was quite interesting as well. Like I said to you, a few of the new other players coming in. So that gave us a view on our season. And then the season started. We actually started quite well because I think we started quite well. I know a lot of people complaining we didn't win, you know, loads of matches, but you know about the Premier League. It's all about just grinding results out. And we didn't actually lose for our first five games. We played Spurs, we drew 2-2 with them, then we beat Fulham 3-0, Fulham. And then we drew 1-1 with Crystal Palace. We played Newport, we beat them on penalties in the Cup, League Cup, and then we drew Muff 2-2 as well, Bournemouth, as we call them. But for me, and this is the first time it's ever happened to me in my life, I actually did not see any of those first five games in person, because after coming back from America, I came home and then I went back out to America with my family. It was already booked before the US tour, so I had to go out there to go and see my mum and see some family. So I've never missed five Brentford games in a season, never mind missed five games in a row. But we didn't lose any of them, and I had lots of fun. You know, in New York, I went to the Brentford bar, watched the Bees fans with about 30 or 40 Bees fans, watched them draw 2-1 with Spurs. That was fantastic. You know, the F word as well, seeing them win in St. Petersburg in a bar there with, you know, again, Brentford shirts and everything like that. But the interesting one was the Palace game. This was my Burnley fueled, and this is why you're probably thinking, why is he talking about this? This was my Burnley fueled part of my holiday as well. We went to go and see my brother-in-law, who is he's associated with Charlotte FC. So I just flew up to Charlotte, and I popped out as you do on a Saturday morning to go and see a game, 9 o'clock in the morning, sitting inside a bar watching Brentford play Palace. Palace fan inside there, we're sitting down there having a few beers. All of a sudden, who pops into the bar but a Burnley fan? His name's Liam Hallinan. I think he's been on this podcast, actually. And he's turned around, he's going, what are you doing here? And I'm like, what are you doing here? He saw my Brentford flash. What are you doing here? I'm like, what are you doing here? You're from Burnley. And so we just started to chat about football, as you do. And, you know, he said he's a Burnley fan. I'm a Brentford fan. He was coming in to see Burnley play the following day. But we sat down there and we had a few beers. And we had quite a good afternoon. I think the dangerous thing about America is that you start drinking at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then before you know it, it's 12 o'clock and you had about 3 or 4 pints. And their pints are about 6 or 7 or 8%, which is dangerous. And then you go, oh, let's go and watch the next one. So I ended up watching the second game with him. And that ended up about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. By the time I actually got to the Charlotte FC game to meet my Charlotte friends at about 5 o'clock, literally I was all over the place. I was rocking all over the place. So that was funny. So Liam, big shout out to you if you can do as well. But that was all good. And talk about my Burnley-fueled Charlotte experience. And then after that, the following day, after the game, I met Ashley Westbrook, who's now the captain of Charlotte FC, and also Scotty Arfield, who's a right top bloke as well. And both of them scored in the game the day before when they played LAFC. It was a bit of a surprise result, but it was great. Great atmosphere, 40,000 fans. They're getting right into it. I saw them day of the game, actually. We went down to one of the bars down there where, yeah, it's just a bit bizarre, but, you know, they all come into this bar after the game. The tunnel walks into the bar and all the fans are in there, and then they sort of shake hands with them and go off. But then I met them the following day afterwards at a little bit of a drink up at a brewery again, and they're really, really, really top blokes, Ashley Westbrook and also Scotty Arfield, which is all good. So that I'm just giving you a little tinge of my Burnley fueled holiday. We hadn't seen any Brentford games, but anyway, like I said to you, as soon as I came back, we played Everton, who I think they probably hadn't won a game, and of course they lost. So all the Brentford fans were chipping in to send me back to America because they said, oh, it's obviously bad luck. And then after that, we drew the Forest as well. They drew in the last minute, which was a little bit frustrating, to be quite honest with you, because we should have beaten them, but we should have beaten them well and proper, you know, in the first half, what we didn't do. But then after that, talk about Burnley fueled as well. I was sitting in the bar just by the river with all my Forest mates. I decided to put an overnight bag in my car just in case I had a few too many beers. And yes, I had too many beers. So I actually stayed in a Forest overnight. I was in the bar right by the riverfront. And who did I bump into but Sean Dyche? And I went up to him and I said to him, mate, you just did us like a kipper last week as Everton. And he went, you know, oh, do you mean that we were good and you were shit? And I went, in effect, yes. Lovely bloke, really top bloke. And I said to him, but to be fair, mate, you're underrated. I said, as a manager, how many times do you think you've beaten Brentford? He said, I've got no idea. I said, you've played them 6 times, you've beaten Brentford 5 times, and you've lost only one. And the one time that you lost was that time a couple of years ago, just before you got relegated. And I said to him, and the time that I remember, we came up to Burnley last time we played you up to Burnley, you hadn't won a game, and we turned up, we were 3-0 down up after half an hour. And I said, you absolutely played us off the park. I said, we are football fans here. I hate people that go down and disrespect other teams. We didn't disrespect you. We said that Burnley played wicked football. You weren't even hoofing the ball. You were actually playing the ball on the floor. Yes, we did have a new goalkeeper then who was a bit rubbish, but that's not the point. And he tipped me out and just said, that's fair play to you. He goes, not a lot of people say that or do that because they always sort of kind of just disrespect us. I said, mate, fair play to you. So anyway, these are my little Burnley sort of kind of drawbacks. So coming back to Brentford, so we didn't beat Everton and Forest, but we're coming into this game. And I'm quite happy with this season. There's a lot of fans that are thinking, oh no, but I think they're seeing it too high. But as far as I'm concerned, still, as long as we finish, you know, 15th, 16th, 17th, something like that, 14th, I'm still happy because, as you know, Ivan Toney is out this season. Ivan Toney did things which probably he should not have done. Well, I'm not even going to go into it because it's you know, everyone's talked about it now. It's done now, and he's playing you know, for the crime that he did as such. And to be quite honest with you, he's probably going to come back in January, and he might leave us. If he's not, he's going to leave next summer anyway. So we're already, as fans, getting ready for the next generation of whoever Ivan Toney is going to be. He's been great for us. He is a fantastic player. We do miss him, but to be quite honest with you, we haven't missed him as much as we would have done because Brian and Bumo and the other players up front have stepped up. You know, Risa, Sharda, you know, players like that stepped up. Unfortunately, Sharda is injured, and I'm going to go back to our injuries now. Sharda is injured, which is a massive blow, but also the biggest blow for us, and this is why a lot of teams, I think, are going to be very, very happy. Rico Henry, our left back, who I think should have played for England. He to be playing for England. I was at the England game when they just qualified for the Euros against Italy there. And honestly, Rico Henry is a fantastic left back. And him being out of our side really changes the way that we play. It absolutely changes the way that we play because, you know, he is so fast. He's a great recoverer. Also, when we're on the break, bang, he goes up there and he doubles up with our wingers. Honestly, he is brilliant. So that has really shook us as well because we don't really have a replacement who is nearly even quarter as fast as he is. So we shall see that how that affects us on Saturday when we play Burnley. Other than that, like I said to you, you know, obviously Burnley coming down, we're very wary that, you know, we do struggle against you. You know, the only time that we didn't struggle against you was the final time that we played you where we scored two late goals, and I think it was Phil Bird actually did that infamous thing on the Burnley fan TV, you know, when he was live commentating. And of course we like to have a good sing song when we're having a good time, and we knew that we were safe when we scored the second goal against Burnley that time, and all the fans got up and they were singing and dancing. It wasn't even the final whistle and Phil Bird wasn't happy. And he says, oh, they're jumping around like they've won the European Cup. And that just went, I mean, we just love that, you know. So that's gone down in viral Brentford history as well. So Phil, if you listen to this, mate, you made our day very, very happy. But again, I'm not saying it in a disrespectful way because we're all football fans. We all love our funny little moments. We've had our dark moments as well. And I've already talked about the fact that you actually hammered us probably 5 times out of 6. But anyway, coming up to the game, who's going to be in the side? You know, the team will be actually Flecken, the goalkeeper, who has got the question marks around him. He's actually he's injured. So Strakosa has been playing, and he played against Man United. We were unlucky against Man United. We should have beaten them, but they scored two late goals. They threw the kitchen sink at us in the last minute. They scored two late goals, but he was looking actually not too bad in that game. So we got Strakosa playing in goal. And then who else is going to be playing? You know, we're going to probably be having Roslev, who's been playing on the right. We're going to have Hickey. I think Hickey's going to be playing on the left. He played for Scotland. He's the one that actually slipped over and the opposition scored that goal in the game that they could have got qualified for and they end up losing. I think that was against Spain, was it? I think it was. I can't remember who it was against anyway, but that's Hickey. He's a really good player. So he's switching over to the left. Okay, we'll have our usual centre-backs of Pinnock and Collins as well, who we've just bought in the closed season from Wolverhampton Wanderers, who's been all right, but there's been a few people that put a few question marks out against him. So we got them two in the middle as well. Norgaard, brilliant player. You know, if he's on point, then we're on point. He's going to be our CDM as well. Jensen as well, who's going to be our attacking midfielder as well. He's a fantastic player. He plays for the Danish team as well. He's been doing what he's going to do. And then we've got players like, you know, Mbeumo on the right. We're probably going to have Wiese on the I don't know actually. We've got Wiese, and then I think KLP is going to be injured as well. So again, it's a bit of a question mark as to who's going to be actually sort of showing out for the Bees, because we've got so many injuries. And I'm not saying that like other teams do, but I'm, you know, because everyone's always got injuries, but we've got so, I think we've actually got a team and a half full of injuries out there, so we're having to make do with sort of kind of inverted commas B team players coming through. I mean, so many injuries that we've got. We Saman Godos, who's a player that we signed a couple of years ago, and then he didn't quite work out for us, so we released him, okay, in the summer to be a free transfer, to be a free agent, and then at the end of the window, he hadn't got a gig, and then we were so struggling, we actually signed him back. So we actually signed back a free agent to help us out, like, you know. So that's kind of the position we're in. So what I'll say to you, and to any team, is that I know that we're a good team. We play good football, but we're also struggling in areas. So this can go anyway. What's the score prediction going to be? I haven't done our podcast as yet because, as I said to you, we've been trying to pull the people together after the hangovers of doing our 1,000th podcast. So I haven't done a score prediction. So I'm going to do one first for you. I'm going to go for a sneaky, just little 1-0 win to the Brentford. Keeping my fingers crossed, I'm going to go for a 1-0 win, but it can definitely go either way because we are literally in that kind of state of flux at the moment. Anyway, I think I've spoken enough for now. Everybody, enjoy yourselves. If you come down, you can literally drink at any bar in Brentford and Kew. Just go to there. You go to our bar. The Globe is where we drink in. You're more than welcome to come in there. You can wear your colours. You can chat. You can do the respectful thing. Everything like that. It's not a problem at all. Make sure you drink in Brentford and Kew. Kew's a little, it's all right. It's a bit touristy and too many football fans there. But the Brentford area, there's loads of great bars there as well. Go and check them out and enjoy yourselves at the game. Not too much. And then if you see me in the Globe, you know, just buy us a beer or I'll buy you a beer. Okay. So good luck to you all, safe journey down, and I'll catch up with you soon.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Josh Smith of Lincolnshire will be taking charge of a Burnley match for the very first time, so there aren't any of our usual past match stats for you on this occasion. However, we can confirm that in his other 12 matches so far this season, he has awarded 4 penalties, shown 1 red card, as well as 39 yellow cards. However, we are hoping that he will blend into the background and hopefully not be the topic of too many post-match discussions. We will also see the return of Darren Can't Do Anything England as the fourth official after his moment in the spotlight as the VAR for the Spurs versus Liverpool match. But this weekend, it's Stuart Atwell's turn to be the video assistant referee.
As you're probably aware, we've just completed yet another international break with several Burnley players once again representing their countries. Claret's fans have been rather spoiled by the fact we've had so many full internationals at Turf Moor these days, especially when you consider that there weren't any at all between the mid-1980s and the end of the 1990s. In fact, the club has had more internationals during the current millennium, the number standing at 58, than the 44 who gained that honour in all the other 118 years of the club's history prior to that. It also seems to escape everyone's attention that we recently passed the milestone of the 100th Burnley player to earn a full international cap. That number now stands at 102.
So all we've got left to do now is give you the answer to our quiz question before we let you get on your way. Those of you who have been playing along, you'll recall at the beginning of this podcast, we asked you which player, and there has only been one, has played more than 58 times for both Burnley and Brentford. The answer to that was, of course, James Tarkowski. Of course it was. I actually thought that it might be Ben Mee. I actually thought it might be Andre Gray as well. Andre Gray. Gray came very close, actually, with 47 appearances, I think, maybe 46. So there you go. James Tarkowski is your answer. Congratulations to any of you who got that one. One of the easier ones, I think. That is all we've got time for this week. For those of you who are travelling down to Brentford, Godspeed. Raise the roof. Do what the club have told you to do. Take your drums. Don't make Brentford flat, whatever you do, or whatever the message is coming out of the club this week. But in all seriousness, for those of you who are making the trip down to Brentford, I do hope you're rewarded with a strong performance and 3 points. This is the start of a really important period for Burnley. So fingers crossed we can get that going and see where we are. We'll be back with an analysis show early next week where we can look back on that game, hopefully 3 points, and the start of something exciting for this season. I've been Natalie Bromley. This has been the preview show brought to you by the Known and Ever podcast. Until next time. The Known and Ever podcast is brought to you in association with the TalkSport Fan Network. Our host and editor is Natalie Bromley, and the show is produced by Matt Moss. Our resident statistician is Dave Roberts, and our FPL expert is Adam Dennett. The analysis show team is collectively Tom Whittaker, Rich Steele, George Poole, Charlotte Rigby, and Adam Dennett. Our music is provided by George Gaskell, and our newsletter team is headed up by Jamie Smith. If you don't already, you can subscribe to our newsletter by visiting nonenever.substack.com. Thanks as ever go to our partners TalkSport. We are proud to be associated with the TalkSport Fan Network.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.